guys, it is pride time. You know, like prime time. Not funny, I'm sorry. Today, I'm just going to be telling you guys some stuff about musical theater. I know, a dork. I get it. I know I am. Okay, so first off, I just want to say I am glad to be back. It has been a week, I'm pretty sure at least. And yeah, so I wanted to tell you guys about something that really means a lot to me, which is musical theater. I have been studying musical theater since I was like really young. The acting aspect comes much more easier to me than the singing aspect and the dancing aspect, like I admitted in my first episode. Yeah, I guess one thing that people don't really notice about musical theater is that each single thing moves the story along. The acting comes first. When you act until you can't act anymore, and then you sing. And then you sing until you can't sing anymore, and then you dance. And then you dance until you can't dance anymore, which then brings it right back to acting. You do it to move the story along, and it pushes everything forward. One of my favorite musicals is Wicked, and the way they use their songs and their dances to move the story forward really is cultivating to me, and it's amazing. Another Broadway show that I really, really love is Kinky Boots. Kinky freaking Boots. Oh my god. I love it. There is a bunch of things about Kinky Boots that is amazing. The storyline is fun to see happen on stage. The acting is amazing. The book itself is great. The singing and the act and the dancing goes well together. And, you know, everything about it is just amazing to me. And it just, ugh, perfection. I can't. I have this friend at school who is absolutely in love with the musical Anastasia. And to be quite honest, I get it. But at the same time, it's not my kind of thing. She is absolutely obsessed. Broadway Con is this weekend and I couldn't go because I didn't have the money to pay for it. Moving forward. You know, struggling times, yo. Anyways, moving forward. She went to Broadway Con and she decided she wanted to dress in an Anastasia costume, and then Anastasia, the producers and stuff of Anastasia contacted her and were like, "Oh, we heard you were going to Broadway Con and you were planning on dressing like somebody from Anastasia. Would you be happy, or would it excite you to wear one of the actual costumes from the actual fucking Broadway show?" And I personally was like, I wish that was me with Wicked or Kinky. You know what I mean? Like, those are things for, like, Broadway heads like us that, you know, it's just, oh my god, amazing. And that's gotta be fun for her. I was like, oh my god, congratulations, I'm jealous. And it's not, like, jealous, I'm envious, which is not a bad thing either. It's like, I love that she got the chance to do it, and I can't wait to talk to her all about it after this weekend. So yeah, because I know she's gonna come into school talking a lot about it, which, because she, you know, is absolutely insane about Anastasia. So yeah, but no, she's an amazing person too. So it's really fun for her, and I'm really happy that she got to do it. You know, represent, you know what I mean? Represent us all, boo. But, yeah. Moving forward. I don't know all too much about Broadway, if I'm being completely and utterly honest. I know a lot, but I don't know what I feel like should be enough. I always want to keep learning, and I always want to know more, and you know, I feel like that's something for everybody. I think we all keep learning as we go, and that's just a lesson for people. And I think that if we realize that we're not done learning yet, and that if we realize, you know, there's always more to learn, and there's always another thing, and there's always another step you didn't know about, and that there's always this extra thing that you didn't know or that you want to know about, it keeps things interesting. But if you feel like you know everything, nothing is interesting anymore. But yeah, guys, that is it for this week. I'm done. I have like 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 seconds left. All right. Peace out. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.